In Guatemala, tensions are high as voters prepare to elect a new president on Sunday. Among those running is former dictator General Efrain Rios Montt, who ruled the country with a brutal hand in 1982 and 83. Rios Montt is currently president of the Congress and is thought to be Guatemala's most powerful man. His candidacy, once thought impossible, has reawakened memories of bloody civil war. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Guatemala City.
In a highland cornfield in Comalapa, an hour west of Guatemala City, the tall stalks hide the unmarked graves of hundreds of peasants massacred by the army during Guatemala's 33-year-long conflict. That war, which ended in 1996, pitted the U.S.-backed oligarchy against a mainly Mayan Indian force inspired by Marxism and fighting for land. 54-year-old Mayan farmer Alejandro Musiol hopes investigators now digging here will find the remains of his little brother. In 1982, Musiol's then 19-year-old sibling fled here to escape army massacres deeper in Guatemala's interior. Comalapa, with its nearby military outpost, was a bad choice. It was a Sunday when he arrived, he says. But that afternoon, around 6, the soldiers, who were constantly searching the town for enemies, grabbed him. I'm sure he is buried here. Musiol's brother is one of some 40,000 mainly Mayans killed under the rule of dictator Rios Montt. Rios Montt came to power in a coup in 1982 and intensified the scorched earth policy of his predecessor in the fight against insurgents. In his 18 months in power, Rios Montt oversaw the razing of about 400 rural villages. Rios Montt was the cause of the violence, says Musiol. He simply cannot return to power. After Rios Montt was ousted in 1983, a new constitution barred former coup leaders from running for high office. But this summer, Guatemala's constitutional court, stacked with Rios Montt's cronies, ruled the ban took effect after the general's rule, and therefore does not apply to him. The 78-year-old military man, turned evangelical, has been campaigning hard ever since. Rios Montt stands a distant third in the polls. Last night, in the dangerous Zone 18 on the edge of Guatemala City, the general boomed his message to a crowd of about 1,000 supporters in a rundown alley.
Que con ley y orden habrá justicia y paz.
Listen up, people. With law and order, there will be justice, he screamed. Justice and peace. His message of security resonates among some Guatemalans, terrorized by street crime and gang violence. 62-year-old Jorge Anivar remembers that the streets were safer here during Rios Montt's rule in the 1980s. Imagine a house, he says, without someone in charge. We need a dad or a mom. Without one or the other, it's family warfare. We need someone. We need someone to respect. But many Guatemalans fear Rios Montt's victory would bring back official bloodshed and disappearances. This campaign has been preceded by skyrocketing crime. Human rights groups say 21 people have been killed in the last few weeks in political violence. The U.S., which embraced Rios Montt during his campaign of genocide, long ago withdrew its support for him. Diplomats have warned in recent months that a cordial relationship with Rios Montt as president would be difficult. And that worries Guatemala's rich elite, who want a closer relationship with the U.S., more foreign investment, and free trade. Their candidate is businessman and two-time Guatemala City Mayor Oscar Berger. This week, Berger has been touring the country, hammering home his plan to end poverty. It's good to sell your vegetables to the gringos, he yelled to a crowd in Comalapa's main square. They pay in dollars, he cried. That's how our families will get money. On this day, Berger's audience is not big money capitalists, but the same poor Indian farmers General Rios Montt is trying to win over. Guatemala is overwhelmingly Mayan, and it is their issues that have driven the campaign rhetoric, a decent wage and a safe place to live. Since the peace accords were signed in 1996, no politician has been able to deliver. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guatemala.